Welcome to another episode from AdventureGranCanaria.com, one of the most popular blogs about Gran Canaria for travelers and expats. I'm your host Sven von Scheidemann, and today's topic is El Mercado de Vegeta, the farmer's market in Las Palmas de Gran Canaria. I'll never forget the first time I smelled fruits and vegetables grown straight from the Canaries. I couldn't imagine where such a delicious smell would be coming from. It turned out I was smelling ordinary tomatoes, but not the ones I usually bought in supermarkets in my home country. Not those tomatoes imported from the Netherlands or mainland Spain, deep frozen for weeks in the shipping container. I'm talking about fresh Canarian tomatoes that smell so rich, sweet, and ripe that you would love to bite into one immediately. And that's what I did. While grabbing my mobile phone to tell my family around 2,100 miles away how juicy and sweet the local tomatoes taste. These tomatoes don't have an artificial smell from pesticides, and I was used to smelling on tomatoes back home. From that day on, I only wanted to buy fresh, locally grown fruits and vegetables, so I started exploring the local farmers markets in Las Palmas de Gran Canaria. My favorite farmers market is El Mercado de Vegeta, a small hall located in the historic center of the capital where past and present come together. This municipal market is the oldest market in the city and the perfect place to get fresh foods from the Canary Islands and the rest of the world, all for a reasonable price too. Once you enter the market hall, your nose turns around in all directions, as if on a roller coaster. You smell a delicious mix of flowers, Canarian cheese, by the way, try the queso de flor, fresh fish and meat, local and exotic spices, and all kinds of fruits and vegetables from almost 100 stands. And for me, the best thing of all in the morning is the smell of fresh roasted and milled Arabian coffee with churritos from the coffee bars inside the market. At one of the coffee bars, where they serve fresh coffee and sweets, you can get tea and freshly ground coffee from all over the world to use at home. Green tea, black tea, rooibos, Café Colombia, Café Italiano, Café Brasil, Café Kenya, or the wonderful Café de Agaete. The Café de Agaete is from Gran Canaria, the only place in Europe where coffee cultivation remains. And it's quite a good one, although a bit expensive, I have to admit. An 8.8-ounce package costs around $20. But I can tell you it's worth every penny, at least once in a while when you just want something very special or you have something to celebrate. It's a huge difference from a new type of coffee machines using pads or capsules. Go to Local 91 Aroma y Café and give it a try. The Canary Islands are a paradise for cheese lovers like me. I'm addicted to the delicate Canarian cheese, and with about 140 different types of cheeses from the archipelago, you will never get bored from the same taste. The extraordinary taste and quality of the Canarian cheese is well known inside and outside the borders. Indigenous goats and sheep from Tenerife, Fuerteventura, and Gran Canaria produce the milk that makes the flavor so special. Favorite ones to mention are the queso de flor, the cheese with gofio, or the one with pepper. Look for labels that read queso canario artenasal to get the best handcrafted local cheese. Throughout the year, you can get a ton of local fruits and vegetables, such as bananas, figs, papayas, guayabos, potatoes, chard, carrots, pumpkins, and a variety of tropical species that grow only in the Canaries. Some items are seasonal, such as mangoes, dragon fruits, and avocados, but the rest are available all year long. The harvest time for mangoes is from July to November. The dragon fruit's time is from June to October, and you get the best Canarian avocados from November to April. It's a lovable fruit stand decorated with beautiful details like chili peppers hanging from the ceilings, historic ship bells, and lots of notes and pictures from celebrities who visited José and Alicia, while being surrounded by all the shiny fruit colors and colorful spices. In addition to fruits and vegetables, they sell all the famous spices from the Canaries. Worth mentioning here is gofio, cumin, mojo verde, mojo rojo, thyme and garlic, all in one place together with exotic smells from anise, cinnamon, curcuma and many others. A bit of advice, when you visit them to buy some local fruits, don't have breakfast beforehand, but do calculate some time for staying with José and Alicia. First, because they love to talk to their customers. Second, because they let you taste everything. You don't even need to ask. You fill your bag with fruits and José is already waiting behind you with a piece of mango, ananas or cactus fruit. Enjoy it. And don't be afraid of his huge machete, it's just for cutting fruits. I don't want to talk that much about meat, not only because I rarely eat meat, but because most of the meat you get in this market doesn't come from the Canary Islands. However, if you're open to trying something special, two things are worth tasting. Morcilla, which is a sweet boudin with almonds, and chorizo de terror, a local version of the famous Spanish sausage. Although I love morcilla and chorizo, I do prefer local fish, which I mostly never touched before I moved to the Canaries. A great variety of fresh fish in the local markets converted me into an enthusiastic fish eater. Besides several varieties of crab and octopus, you can buy tuna, grouper, sardines, cherne or the pink dentex, and of course the specialty Canarian lobster. During my first time in a fish restaurant in Gran Canaria, the waiter recommended gallo, so I ordered it without knowing what I'd get. It was incredibly delicious, although it's a tiny type of fish with a look which looks like a baby piranha. Here are a few tips on how to choose fish that are good for your health. And remember to ask the owner of the market stand where the fish come from before you buy. Now you know one of the best places to get fresh local food to maintain a healthy lifestyle while you're on holidays in Gran Canaria. And of course, it's a great place to go local and enjoy a cozy atmosphere. But I warn you, you may never want to eat from a supermarket.